Coach, you there?
I am.
Well, I was going to start with a question about your decision on fourth down in midfield, but where you had to, you were going to go for it, and then you wound up going to punt, and then you called a timeout, and you wound up going for it. What were some of the thought processes there on that play there in the third quarter?
I mean, yeah, we have a hard count on punt, so we tried to do that. And then after that point, we went for it and, you know, didn't get it. I mean, we got to execute, and we have fourth and a yard with a really good offensive line and good pieces of the puzzle. We got to convert on that, so we didn't, give them credit, and, you know, that's kind of the story of the second half, unfortunately.
Yeah, you mentioned that second half. No points from your offense, three touchdowns from the Huskies' offense, a big turnover right there. Where they had just scored, and then they had a very short field to go in again. It was just a tough second half for your ball club tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And we had every opportunity to. We're up 14-3. Defense got to make a play. We got to tackle. College football comes down to some really simple ideologies and thoughts. You got to put your face on people, not run away and miss plays. And we missed so many easy plays that we're going to look back on. And we knew we were going to be young, but it's inexcusable with some of the stuff that we can correct too. And they're good kids. They're working hard. We're going to have a good football team. It's just we really played poorly in the second half of it, and just was fundamentals more than anything else. So we got to go back to the drawing board a little bit, refocus. But there's a lot of things out there, and
Tech's got a good team.
But their quarterback made a ton of plays with his feet. We knew that going in. He's not a great passer. It's just, you know, we let him run around, and then they scrambled and made some plays. It was really just unfortunate stuff and great screenplay. That was a remarkable play. But other than that, you know, it's not broken. We just got to get back to our fundamentals and play better.
Because let's face it, the first 20 minutes of the game for your offense, you probably couldn't have drawn it up any better. And the defense in the first half, we talked about no big plays in the pass game. There were none. They tackled very well in the first half on defense. So the first 30 minutes was really good for your team tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, like we did a lot of good. And then again, like when they muffed the bad snap, I should say, on the punt, you know, if you go in and score, you go up, you know, 8 points or whatever at that point in the third quarter, probably a little bit different vibe to the game. They got a stop, got no points out of it. They drove and scored and got the two-point conversion, and they never looked back. So that was a huge turning point, in my opinion. And, you know, offense not getting it, defense not getting a stop when they could have. And we let them out of some long yards, third down stuff for the kid, extended plays. Like, give them credit, but there's just so many simple things with youthfulness and different guys. Just letting them get out of the pocket and not, you know, rush in a half and collapse in the pocket up front. Like, you just let the kid extend plays. And that hurt us a lot, unfortunately.
Well, now you turn around and you go to a place where your team didn't play very well last year at Winona State. What are you going to need to do next week to come up with a win there?
Well, we're going to have to play better. That's just pure and simple. And it's good that, we got a road trip in, unfortunately. I'm sure when we watch film, there's going to be a lot of good things to watch. And we just got to get an identity. I think that's the biggest thing with us right now. We're so young. There's so many guys in different spots. And we have to figure out how we're going to get that accomplished. So we're going to take them, get back, lick our wounds, and get our butts back to work is what it comes down to. And, you know, I don't know how Winona Fair gets UMD tonight, but, you know, they're going to have a quality team and well-coached down there, which is always a tough place to play. So, no rest for the weary, but we'll be back. We'll play better than we did tonight, I can tell you that much.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Have a safe trip home.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Head Coach Brent.